JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one
Don
state that bans...
Mike,
okay.
Oh,
it's hard.
I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
He's mentally retarded.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
I am McLovin.
Sure you are.
Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Peter North.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
What is he, a faggot?
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, time to call Frank Caliendo and see if we can make a deal with the devil.
Yeah. Very good.
Frank wants promo for his Letterman appearance tonight.
Uh-huh. That depends on what level of hardball we're going to play. You know, are we going to right out of the box say, listen, before we talk about you, make the deal, and then because really, if we are doing a negotiation, I think so. You know, you're holding off the mention of whatever he wants to mention.
He's already gotten it out of us.
Sure.
So, I mean, we've already
mentioned it.
Yes,
of course he has. So it's really a kind of a false negotiation, but we'll see what happens. calling Frank Caliendo, apparently in the studios of David Letterman.
We'll see if they're really tapping at 4:30 today, East Coast time.
Uh-huh. He'll be on in about 40 minutes or so, probably. 35 minutes.
Come on, Big Bucks.
Hello.
Hey, Frank. It's Don and Mike. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? Are you in the green room?
Upstairs in the dressing room.
In the dressing room, getting ready for the big show?
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, what time is taping today?
Starts at 4:30.
4:30. Hey, Buzz, 4:30. How about that?
Are they taping more than one today?
Yeah, they tape Wednesday today, and then Monday today, and then Friday they tape, too.
Huh. Oh, okay. I didn't know they did that on Monday.
So you're the second guest tonight, huh? Congratulations.
Yeah, are we on the air already?
Yes, we are, Frank.
And hi, Frank, you're on the air.
It's very important to note, Frank.
I didn't know for sure. You just called me like
That's why we were getting the real mellow Frank Caliendo there.
Hey, everybody. Hey, John Madden here.
Now, Frank, you have been a wonderful friend of ours, and we love promoting your events and love promoting your concerts and all of your gigs. It's very simple. If we were to promote your upcoming event in D.C., which you would like us to do.
And I mean really promote it, too. Like really make a big deal out of it.
And, you know, promote your thing tonight on Letterman and your thing at the Super Bowl and your thing at the JB Awards. What would it take tonight for you in conversation? You don't have to say we're radio guys.
Kind of turned on when our names get mentioned on national television.
I'll screw it up, but I'll try.
No.
We've already got an agreement. That's good.
But it's just
every time I've ever tried to drop something for somebody, mm-hmm. I completely forget by the time I'm.
Well, this was just a thought that I had before we called you, Frank. That you know, you might want to say that we wanted to know what he did with his beard hair, and we'd like it if he hasn't given it away or thrown it away.
I mean, you could say, you know, that not to put words in your mouth. Hey, Dave. I did a bit on Fox over the weekend where I did you with your beard growing and growing, and a bunch of my buddies, like I talked to my friends Don and Mike, they're wondering, you know, what you did with your beard.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just be an icebreaker. I mean, obviously, you've got your material already, you know, prepared to go on the show.
Even if you want to talk about a couple of spazzes that, you know, say, God, Dave, there are a couple of losers I know named Don and Mike. These guys are just retards.
Yeah, even if it was relatable. And I know you screw it up, but we're trying to help here is what we're doing, you know.
No, you guys are really helping right now.
So, you know, I was talking to two friends of mine, Don and Mike, who said, you know.
I mean, you know what?
My retarded brothers, Don and Mike.
I'll tell you what. Here's what maybe I'll try and do. Maybe I'll throw in the middle of a mad dynamite.
Now, see, the sneaky approach is even better. That's great. We'd enjoy even more because then it's our little secret that
If you do that, you would be aces.
I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll just get it in the middle. And you'll complain that it wasn't audible.
Yes.
No, we're not agreeing to that, but I guess if that's the way you have to do it.
Hold on, Frank, seriously. And it's okay if you say no, because it just means we won't promote your upcoming event here for a little while. But
Wait a second. Are you talking about the added show at the Warner Theater?
Oh! Ouch.
Wow, there it is. It's out there. Our negotiating leverage is gone.
Well, Mike, he doesn't know about a delay button.
I know about it, but I'm saving a couple F words and then going to do it.
But
I am honestly going to try. I'll forget. I know.
Now, Frank, you won't forget.
If you really try not.
You're going on in 30 minutes, for God's sakes. You're talking to us right now. It's going to
be. You think I'm lying that I'll forget because you think I won't try.
Write it down.
I will think about it. I'll be standing there with Biff.
Write it on your hand. Hey,
I'll
you know
be like, I'm going to say Don and Mike. I'll get out there and I'll freak a little bit and I'll be like, who was I supposed to talk about?
And the reason we asked now, Frank, is, you're entrenched on that show. You know, he loves you on that show. You know, we wouldn't have done this like in your first or second appearance. We wouldn't abuse the friendship. We feel now is a good time to abuse the friendship.
Or write our names on your hand. Or even better, how about this? On the bottom of your shoes. And if you write Don and Mike on the sole of your right shoe, when you cross your leg, there's a very good chance that shoe could get on television. You won't do that.
You guys actually put some time into thinking about this stuff.
Only our whole life.
Well, we've done this, and we've had our names mentioned on Dave's show a bunch of times, and it's always a big thrill. And it's almost more of a thrill than, actually going through the proper channels and getting invited on his show.
Well, that's never going to happen.
That'll never happen. We realize that at this stage in our lives.
So, Frank, what would it hurt you tonight? I mean, it's not like they're going to say to you, oh, my God, you said the names of two guys that nobody knows. You're never going to be invited again. Just throw it out there. But if you do it in that Madden way, don't do it in a way like, it's got to be audible. Or why don't you just make fun? Aren't you going to make fun of anybody at all? Aren't you going to talk about some people at Fox who get under your skin? Why did you say a couple of the techs at Fox, these two idiots, Don and Mike, are always saying that my stuff's no...
Yeah, we don't mind being fictitious characters.
You mean being fictitious characters like this? Like, I work at Fox and on the pregame show, and let's just call the guys I work with... instead of using Terry and Howie, we'll just call him Don and Mike.
No.
Now that would be, of course, spectacular.
Well, that's not going to happen, and you know it, and I know it, Frank.
That's not even getting close to happening.
Here's how you do it, though.
I'm just trying to see if one of you would actually throw up on himself.
No, Frank, it's like this. It's Dave.
Get a little excited, but I'm the more gullible of the partners.
Dave, I'm on the Fox show, and there's these two guys. They're big fans of yours, Don and Mike. They're the behind the scenes on the Fox show.
How about this? And this is just real low-key, and this would be a throwaway. You sit down and say, I've got a lot of prepared comedy here that I'd like to give you, Dave, but I'd like to talk about a fabulous radio program.
Or, Frank, I've never pulled this card with you, but I'll play it with you now.
Frank, Frank? I just realized this was a really big mistake for me to call and try and whore myself out this time.
Frank, do you believe in God?
I believe in Don and Mike.
Seriously, Frank, do you believe in God? I only say this because I'm going to say something to you and swear to God, and I want you to know I'm being honest about this.
Okay, yes.
Okay. I swear to God to you that I'm in perfect health, but I have one kidney, and I am on a list. I am on a list. I swear to Christ. Why couldn't you say hi to your little sick friend, Don, and his nurse, Mike?
I don't want to be a chick.
You'd be my male nurse.
Oh, male nurse.
Or my
right.
doctor, Mike.
God, that was very sexist of me.
Once I'm done with this conversation, I am really going to think about the ways I can do it. I am going to try and figure out a couple things, and hopefully one of them will just pop out while I'm out there.
Just say, hey,
I was eating at my favorite diner, Don and Mike's.
I know this make a wish kid. You know, Don and or Mike.
How about this one? My good friend Donna Mike. If I made it a girl, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
That's
acceptable.
If you want to say Donna and Michelle. That would be
right. That works. Donna, Michelle.
No, it's Don and Mike.
Yeah, Donna, Michelle.
Yeah, you're right. You're
I mean,
right, you're
if you're going to go to that much trouble, you might as well get the names right.
You're right. I was really trying to stretch it for no reason.
Now, Frank, we've never asked a dick of you the whole time that we've known you. Please, would you please say our names? Please, please.
I am honestly, and I swear to God, kidney kid. I'm gonna try and figure out where I can throw it. It's gonna be either in a mumble if I do it, or I'm gonna try and figure out where else I could sneak it in there.
You'll gosh, I hope that I'm not on dialysis by the time that happens. You kid, Frank, but
he's yellow right now.
I'll ask you to perform at my funeral.
Don is actually jaundiced as we speak right now, and this conversation's gotten him more so. But you know what? You're
how much,
a talented.
How much does your funeral pay?
He'd do it.
Of course he would.
You know what? I have confidence in you, Frank Caliendo. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Now, is this the first time you're going on Letterman as you?
Without doing stand-up, yeah, as a guest.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Congratulations.
Oh, so you are probably flirting with that possibility of, you know, one false move never happening again, right?
Frank, I'll tell you this, though. When you do perform at my funeral, just so you're at home, like after your comedy shows, you can sell DVDs of your eulogy out of the lobby of the church if you like. Because I know that you're very comfortable selling that as people leave the show.
God, you guys have gotten so comfortable with me.
Well, you know, we try to get exposure wherever we can. We really do.
All right, so that's what we're asking you, Frank. Please just say our names tonight. You know, we'll tape it, we'll stay up, we'll watch it, we'll analyze it. And
you'll probably be disappointed, but...
Well, disappointment is a part of life.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna try and figure out I'll figure something out.
I will try to see if we can figure out a way to plug your appearances.
It'll be fun, you know. And now we got something to really look forward to.
Yeah,
just the game itself is fun.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people watching to see if I let you down or not.
Absolutely.
But don't worry, Frank, because I'm sure one of the other 5 or 10 Washington area radio shows alone that you go on would be glad to promote your content.
You'll get that
as well.
Second show sold out, Frank. Don't worry.
Anyway, good luck tonight, and please say our names.
We love you, Frank.
Who are you?
Right. Exactly. Good luck tonight, Frank.
Break a leg.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye, dude. Frank Caliendo.
That's Frank Caliendo.
Doing his best.
Right now, he's sitting there and he's just twisting his hair in his hands.
A little nervous right now.
He's a little edgy.
And sweating.
So they're doing the fourth. They're taping in like 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I am not looking at this through rose-colored glasses.
I'm almost guaranteeing it's not going to happen.
No way he's going to. It's just funny that in the 10 minutes before he's preparing to go on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, really, 10 minutes before they start the show.
He didn't
before
realize.
The band strikes up and he said, you know, one thing he said that was true. He really does regret doing this last-minute whoring that he wanted.
Oh, yeah,
to do.
Because
the last time, do you remember the last, or maybe even the last couple of times, he just called the day he's going to be on the show, and we're like, hey, you're going to be on Letterman. Hey, isn't this great? Fantastic. Hey, great. And now there was just a little payback.
Yeah, and you know what? It's due.
It's fair.
It is
Give
due.
The devil his due.
It is due.
You're firm but fair.
I think that Frank simply has to know that it's okay. That he can get away with that, and goddamn, he's clever. We gave him a million
if it's going to
different
be,
ways.
Yeah, but if it's going to be anything, it's going to be the mumbled John Madden,
yep.
Not a mic.
Yep.
And I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it is.
You do?
I do.
One way or another, he'll
Buzz,
do
you
it,
pick the Chargers. What do you think?
I think the greatest possibility is that he'll do it as Madden, but I do think one way or another he'll work it in.
And when did Buzz pick the Chargers? Was I here for that?
Friday, yes, yeah. You asked me. You put me on the spot. You said, Buzz, what do you think about the playoffs?
Oh, that's right. I remember.
When he was on Inside the NFL.
Gave you my picks.
That's right.
That's when Buzz was on SportsCenter Sunday.
People shook their heads ruefully, and then I was right.
Well, thank you very much, Frank Caliendo. Good luck to Frankie tonight on David Letterman.
Tune in again tomorrow when you might hear something about an upcoming show that he has.
Or not.
Or not.
Exactly.
Let me just call him back.
Oh, God.
He's gotten any ideas yet.
I wonder if he's turned off his cell phone.
No. You don't think it'd be somebody important.
Got any ideas yet? Best. Now he sees the caller ID. Oh, dear. Another friend.
Show up as the radio station or show up as...
It'll show up... Just the number. have the radio station.
You know, it's going to voicemail. Frank?
Please leave a message.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. Have you thought of any ways to use our name yet in the show?
Just, you know, we were going to take a chance that you might be checking your messages before you go on.
Did you avoid our call, Frank? Because it rang like 5 times.
We thought you might have seen the, you know, the phone number and known that it was us.
Hey, Frank?
Did you hear about the 3 Canadian hunters from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan?
Ah,
it's
yes.
Cold up there.
Remember that,
3
Frank?
3 Canadian hunters were out in the woods one cold afternoon.
Say our names and you can hear the rest of that joke.
We look forward to promoting your upcoming shows.
Bye, Frank. Okay. Good luck tonight. Now I'll do it with a star 67 to block the number.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
I'm smart.
Now, if he picks up right away, we will know what the real deal is. Sure. Hello. You think he's got another radio show calling him? There is the possibility.
He's probably taping something with Jack Diamond right now. Maybe he's locked inside some room somewhere.
Usually, you know, it goes right to voicemail.
Paul's playing the theme.
When the phone's turned off.
Alan Coulter's listing the guests.
Hello?
Hey, did you think of any ideas about how to use our names yet on the show?
Oh, you know, honest to God, yes, I've been trying to think about maybe with Bill Walton. Trying to figure out a bunch of little things.
You're funny, Frank. We'll stop bothering. We'll see you later, Frank.
Have a good show.
I do not even remember what I'm supposed to talk about.
Say Don and Mike.
Bye, Frank.
Say our names. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You start 67 and he picked up.
Of course he did. Because yeah. He thought it was somewhat important.
But maybe.
Because it said blocked number and he knew it wasn't
Jesus.
Us.
But when he saw our number, no way. I don't need to deal with that crap.
He's not stupid. We'll be
about
right
to be
back.
On national TV.
This is the Don and Mike Show.